If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3! Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do. Right, Frank? Magical engineer Frank. He's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Yep. Our topic for today, believe it or not, is going to be your immune system has power to heal your heart. Absolutely new research. So we're going to check that out. And a lot more stuff also is in the works here. And if I can get my computer screen to, there we go. We are going to be doing all that in a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation up in prayer. I hope you are too. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And one thing we have to remember is always to praise God. So today's devotional puts us in Psalms 29, you give unto God, Lord God, the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And be glad in the Lord and rejoice in his righteousness and shout for joy, all ye that are upright of heart. That's right. We got to thank the Lord because he is just and true and he can't lie. And that's so valuable, right? You can trust in that. So seek the Lord's face, have a relationship, talk with him every day. And mind the time, it grows short because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Okay, so here it is. A study finds that the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine puts people at high risk of COVID variants. This was a study from Israel on the COVID BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. They elaborated that both doses are 8 times more likely for the person to contract the South African strain. And the study was also pointing out that people who received one dose of the vaccine were also more susceptible to the UK variant strain. So this was a research team out of Tel Aviv in Israel. And the study also aimed to determine if immunized people were more likely to contract the coronavirus variants. That was their concern compared to the non-immunized. So big lockdown over there in Israel, I hear. Everybody getting vaccinated. Moving along the quack report, COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer confirmed to cause brain damage, neurological degenerative disease. Now, we talked about this a few weeks back. This is a report that the Pfizer biotech vaccine gives causes long-term neurological conditions like Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease. The report did get published in the Journal of Microbiology of Infectious Disease. So apparently this particular COVID vaccine by Pfizer has protein prion-based ingredients in it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have also been made aware of the neurodegenerative disease risk here. It was confirmed also by a study by the National Library of Medicine. They determined the impact that these mRNAs have, and the impact is the damage is irreversible, they say. Once I guess the prions get going in there, the protein is believed to cause things like dementia, ALS, Alzheimer's, all because of this FUS protein that is linked to ALS. Here's a quote from the report. The vaccine could be a bioweapon, even more dangerous than the original infection. Mm-mm. All right, moving along, last but not least, in the quack report, getting off the COVID topic. How about this? And spiders and ants have inspired some researchers, and they've developed a new type of metal that floats. It's unsinkable, they say. This is out of the University of Rochester. They developed an extremely buoyant metal that can be used to make unsinkable ships, they say. Researchers have drawn inspiration from our little ants and also from spiders. And they have apparently these little insects have the remarkable ability to stay afloat themselves and survive because they have air pockets. They develop little air pockets. So they trap air in and they can stay afloat. So they did the same thing. They made little air pockets etched into patterns on the surface of the metal, and it trapped air inside. So So that make it, even if the boat sinks, it comes back up to the surface, they said, which I thought was kind of cool. So the researchers said that their novel material will be used to make boats, wearable flotation devices that will remain buoyant after being punctured even, and even electronic monitoring devices can last in the ocean now with this new material. So, an unsinkable ship. Where did we hear that before, Frank? Oh, yeah. It was Titanic, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Titanic. just saying. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. All right. Well, let's talk about this new research here. This came out of Sweden. Science kind of has a lot of people thinking, believing even, that our human immune system is inadequate. You know, it just can't fight off infections like viruses and bacterial drugs have to be used. Antivirals, bacterial drugs. Your immune system can't do it, so we got to give you these drugs. So what the human race is going to discover, though, in the end, is there is a big trade-off when you use prescription drugs. So it may provide a quick fix, but there is a price to pay down the road, and most patients are really not expecting that. So the scientists in Sweden have just discovered how powerful your immune system really is. So this is a study, April 2021, scientists at Uppsala University in Sweden, they found that your immune system can help patients with cardiovascular disease. Yeah. So often is the case with cardio diseases is that the cells of the body don't get an adequate oxygen, okay? And the blood has difficulty holding on to the oxygen, and it really can't feed the cells very well. So the researchers found that a common immune system cell, your macrophages, has the ability to fix the oxygen deprivation. So more importantly, if you have a healthy immune system, you can reestablish blood flow, they say. So the medical science is really looking into using your macrophage immune system cells to accomplish this through a drug form. Well, you already have macrophages. Why not use those? Well, here is a quote from one of the researchers, Mia Phillison. She said, "This is an entirely new function for the cells in our immune system and might mean that in the future we can use immunotherapies to treat not only cancer but also cardiovascular disease," end of quote. Well, it's not a new immune system function. The immune system's been doing this since God created it. It's just that medicine didn't know it did that. So let's get that straight. God gets all the credit, see? So what do we know? Well, what science already knows is that the immune system macrophage cells help protect us from disease often found in the microorganisms. So the macrophages are often also referred to as killer T cells, and they can be found in wound healing. They are helping building your blood vessels. They do all these things. So what happens is your macrophages tend to accumulate around blood vessels that are traumatized or damaged in some way. For example, if a patient has myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, it can damage the heart muscle when you have a heart attack. So or if the person has a peripheral ischemia, which is an arterial disease, the macrophages will help to regulate the blood flow while helping to repair any damaged tissue with blood vessel cells. So they're kind of working in tandem there. So the research did get published in the April 2021 Journal of Circulation Research. So they're making discoveries. And there's a wide range of discoveries modern medicine still has yet to discover about our human body and even the immune system and how it functions. So it is really encouraging that the immune system cells might be able to help with things like dementia and memory called sporadic cerebral small vessel diseases. So we have to ask this question, though. What medical treatments that are routinely given to most people, how are they negatively affecting the immune system and making a majority of people vulnerable to various cardiovascular related diseases. So is there treatment medicines doing to undermine the immune system function in this way? So there are numerous studies now that are suggesting that poor cardio health affects many other areas of the body, including your skin. Now, a study back in 2019 asked if psoriasis could be linked to heart disease. Now, stem cell research has also been a big deal for over the last decade, but people are really not hearing that their body manufactures its own stem cells with the proper nutrients. And in most instances, it's a lack of minerals that are preventing you from making stem cells. So many metabolic functions rely on minerals to operate properly. Let's see if we can give you some examples. There are eight major minerals that the blood needs to be healthy and to keep the body healthy. And you got to remember, life is in the blood. So blood brings healing. It takes oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and takes away debris. Like if you're sick with a virus, the immune system kills the virus and the debris has to go out of the body. So minerals will also help secure strong bones, because the bones are the manufacturing hub for your blood in the bone marrow. So if you got sick bone marrow, you might want to look at minerals. So let's look at the eight top minerals, okay? Magnesium, because it's needed for metabolic support with your RNA and DNA synthesis. Also, iron is on the list. It helps the blood hold on to oxygen and to keep it's a key in playing for enzyme formation and function. So iron is there for those things. And these are just highlights. These minerals do a lot more, but I'm just giving you a snapshot. Zinc is on the list. It helps with protein synthesis with RNA and DNA, and it's also your energy metabolic mineral. Iodine helps the thyroid, of course. It's a thyroid food, and it helps regulate sleep, breathing, and a host of other functions. Selenium, it's a cofactor in enzyme and antioxidant production, and antioxidants are important to help regenerate the system. Copper, it helps with the transport and absorption processes in the body. So transporting blood, oxygen, nutrition, and also for the absorption of food, converting protein to amino acids and that kind of thing. Manganese is on the list, and it's involved in glucose and amino acid production. And, of course, your chromium, it enhances insulin and helps your body metabolize carbohydrates, fat, and protein. So that's a kind of a snapshot of your minerals. And when they analyze, of course, you've heard me say this a million times, when they analyze our produce today, comparing it to the 1920s, we're 50% depleted in the minerals. They're just not doing well in crops. They're not rotating land. They're using chemicals that help. Well, the plants struggle to absorb the minerals with all those chemicals. So try to eat organic. Grow your own stuff. Be much better for you. So these minerals do much more than I've just mentioned. But those are the highlights and how they keep us basically healthy and functioning well. So you want to keep in mind that most prescription drugs tend to flush a lot of these minerals right out of your system, and they can create a crash effect of your metabolism. So similar to when your computer or your email program crashes and then you need to reboot your system. So there is a disruption, and it's kind of a warning sign. Something needs fixing. So here's what I do. Research your medications and your treatments. That's what I do carefully. Look at the downside to the long-term use of prescription meds. You would be surprised how many doctors ignore the physician's desk reference, also called the PDR, on drugs, and they keep their patients on the drugs for more than a year when the drugs were maybe only approved for a short frame of time of use, usually less than a few months. So, and you can actually purchase a PDR yourself for reference at your library or your bookstore. You know, the internet also provides a lot of information on even the rare side effects of medicine. So your PDR will list all the known side effects. So your printout at your pharmacist doesn't list them all. A lot of people don't know that. the list the top most common. It's maybe 10 or half a dozen or a dozen side effects there. But they won't list the rare side effects. So PDR, and you'd be surprised, when I worked for a neurological group, you know, if patients asked, you know, can I take this drug with this other drug I've been on, they actually have to go to the PDR. You know, they don't remember them all. So a lot of times doctors, you know, you get this, you know, over-prescription, conflict of medicines going on in the system. Talk about chaos. So your options are out there. That's the point. And when you're researching, you can also look for your options. Research your medicines, but you can also look for options to those medicines. And, you know, maybe something that will come across your path that would be less risk, less toxic, and you can keep all your minerals, okay? I like to use Celtic sea salt. It's a sun-dried salt. It has the 84 microminerals still in it. So processed salt that you're used to, that's at the store, has a little girl with the umbrella on it, very white, dry as a bone because it has nothing left. It's just sodium chloride, which is very harsh on the system and can push your blood pressure up. But when you get a whole food salt that still has a balance of the minerals still in it, and you have minerals buffer other harsh minerals, okay? And so when you get a whole food salt, it doesn't promote the hypertension issue. And your minerals help keep your cell walls really strong. So it makes it harder for viruses to penetrate and replicate in your cells and make you sick. So, you know, if you had the right salt, you'd have a better defense, let's say, against COVID, just using the right salt. Salt's also regulating fluids in your system. So you won't get too dehydrated, or you won't get too much fluid accumulation that you shouldn't have. So water and salt counter-regulate one another. So it's really important, and it's a very basic item for health. The ancient world used it not only to preserve meat, but they knew it was important for health. I mean, look at the farmers, right, Frank? They stick a salt lick out there for the cows and the horses and whatever. They know they need minerals. See, so minerals are in the grass, but maybe not quite as many as they need. So they put the salt lick out there because it helps them, it keeps them from getting dehydrated, the salt does. So medicinal herbs are out there. They're so packed full of minerals. A lot of people don't realize that that's why they're bitter or hot. They are packed full of minerals, and minerals have the ability to support your system, your cardio, the liver, the gallbladder, your kidneys, your bowel, your brain. So I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because they do have that whole food Celtic salt. Comes from France, where they sun-dry it. Beautiful salt. They have royal status on salt out there. And it's a different animal than what you're used to. This salt will not be stark white, and it won't be dry. It's not dripping wet, but it's, you can take a pinch of it and put it in your mouth and not feel thirsty. And it's not white. And I tell people, if you say, well, I bought Celtic salt at the store, I said, well, what color is it? They'll tell me it's white. Well, take a piece of paper with you when you go and hold a piece of paper up to the salt. Usually you can see through and see the salt in the packaging. Make sure it's not white. If it matches the piece of paper, it's been processed. Real salt that's sun-dried is an off-white or gray color. And then the other question I get a lot of times is, you know, the Himalayan salt. I use the pink salt, the brown salt, the orange salt. The Himalayan is mined, supposedly from an ancient salt flat. Well, think of the Himalayans, Frank. They're way up there. You know, way up there. The last time an ocean was way up there was the flood. So anyway, mining your salt's different. Because you can get shale in with it, and that can clog kidneys. So do be careful out there. And your salt chemistry our fluids are kind of identical to ocean water. So that's why ocean salt is preferable, because it's so much similar to what our makeup is and what we need. Because we do need to replenish those electrolytes. And by the way, Gatorade's not going to cut it, you know. And if you think salt's bad, because that's what medicine tells you it is, why do they hook you up to a saline drip when you enter the hospital? Or you're in the ambulance even. Hook you up to a salt drip. Well, it's because You got to have salt or your cells explode. They collapse, bleeds, explode. They know that. So the only problem with their saline is, you know, it's not the really good salt. That's the drawback there. Definitely give it some concern, give it some research. And I know a lot of you have written in and said, hey, you know, you got me researching my treatments, my drugs, my wife's stuff. And oh my word. I was just talking to a lady today, Frank. She was saying, she was asking, you know, about herbs, and then she was saying she's on a couple of drugs, but one of them was Eliquist. You know, that's the new generation blood thinner. And I said, how long have you been on that? And she says, oh, a while. I said, a while, like a year? She goes, yeah, something like that. And I said, okay, do you know if you're in a car accident and you're traumatized, you have internal bleeding or external bleeding, do you realize they can't shut that bleeding off because they have no antidote there? And she didn't know that.
Boss it.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Whole Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We had a little technical glitch there, and I didn't get to give out the contact information. If you're looking for some great tools to help you with your minerals and metabolic functions, you might want to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and get their free catalog. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Check that out. All right. You can get a lot of heart formulas there, brain formulas, organ cleansing. People just don't know how powerful they can be with the right tools. And because it's not taught, they're taught to be dependent, not independent. All right. We're going to talk about what I call, you know, we're prescription crazy, you know, basically, as a nation. I call it prescription promiscuity. But we're constantly being mismanaged, and our conditions are being mismanaged, typically with our primary care physicians, but we just don't know that's what's happening. So a lot of times the patient doesn't know that their condition can be totally avoidable. But they're given drugs to manage their symptoms, so they're being abused by medicine. So according to a Dr. Miriam Rapkin, the condition that you may have in question, let's say you have chest congestion, or it's commonly referred to in medical offices as respiratory infections or URIs. So modern science tends to manage chest congestion with continuous use of antibiotics. So when you have an antibiotic, though, it suppresses the immune system, and you're making no antibodies. So you're not building a defense log of antibodies the immune system can use and adapt for other pathogens. So modern medicine kind of dispenses antibiotics so frequently that we've got this drug-resistant bacteria problem out of control. So this is the payoff. This is the quick fix was antibiotics to kill a bacteria, but down the road now, here we are, 60, 70, 80 years down the road, and now we have infectious bacteria we can't defeat. They're so virulent now and bad. So this was the price we paid, okay? And they knew, back in the 40s when they launched penicillin, they knew it would mutate. The pathogen would mutate, and then the antibiotics would have to be changed. So they already knew as they were launching the rollout for that. So we live in an age of prescriptions for everything, and it's created, I think, a bigger problem. And what should we do about it? Well, let's just check it out and see. It's not a hopeless cause. The majority of your common colds or upper respiratory infections, bronchitis, laryngitis, influenzas, cough, croup, sinusitis, or pneumonia, you can pretty much self-diagnose that stuff and treat it at home, just like our settlers did. All right? However, the public is trained, the world over, go see your primary care doctor for a prescription. Don't self-medicate. Don't self-diagnose. According to IMS Health, it's a research firm, And the FDA, actually, back in 2010, 70 million prescriptions worth of allergy medicines were dispensed at the tune of $2.3 billion. Over 50% of the patients that go to the doctor with, let's say, chest congestion will get an antibiotic. And some will, you know, first try the over-the-counter stuff, AIDS, you know, before they go. And at the first sign of a sniffle, a lot of people just rush off to the drugstore to get over-the-counter stuff. So Sudafed, Vicks, DayQuil, Advil, all these things. So we Americans are spending $1 billion a year on that stuff. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you don't need it. I'm not saying, you know, there are situations where you do need it. I'm just saying, hold on there. You may have something else you could use that isn't going to be as toxic to your body. So there is a serious concern that, though, there's this continuous suppression of your immune system when you use these products along with your antibiotics. And this will create an immune system weakness overall. So an immune system's like a muscle. You have to exercise it. Huh? You do. So let's look at side effects. So let's look at your antihistamines, for instance. Marketed under various brand names and supposedly to temporarily stop your sneezing, your runny nose, but it, in a lot of instances it can produce drowsiness depending on what you buy. So your decongestants may also temporarily reduce congestion, but they also produce the risk of heart flutter, tachycardia, where your heart races a little bit. High blood pressure can push that up and offer some dizziness and can even obstruct bladder function. So now expectorants may temporarily produce a slight decrease in the sputum or phlegm, but it really doesn't stop your coughing, which is an indication you still got mucus. Okay? So there's really no safe and effective pharmaceutical or over-the-counter product that will treat viruses that produce, you know, your colds and your flu bugs. They're trying to dispense antivirals, but they're really not that great. Bottom line is, if you constantly use antibiotics for everything under the sun, every infection you get, you're not going to build any immunity to the diseases that are very common and going around. So let me just back up a minute. I once had a virologist give me the skinny on Virology 101. So let's say, you get a common cold. You get a rhinovirus. You got the colds. You got the sniffles. You've got gunk, okay? And you take a lot of garlic. You're the garlic man. That's a natural antibiotic. And you know, it may take you 2 or 3 days, but you overcome this cold, and you're back to normal. So let's say a few months later, you come in contact with a similar head cold strain, not exactly the same as the one you had 3 months ago, but similar, mutated a little bit. So your immune system will take that antibody it made for you to help you get over the first one, and it'll adapt it for this type of viral strain that you have. And you may never have symptoms in that scenario, or if you do, it's very slight, because the body automatically launches the immune system and disengages that infection. So when medicine talks about an incubation period, when you come in contact with infectious people, and they say the incubation period is about 7 to 10 days, that's when your symptoms would show up, in 7 to 10 days. Well, all through that time, the immune system is getting messages from your body, your skin, your blood, your nervous system. It's getting messages telling it what kind of invader this is. And so it could take the body 5-7 days to make an antibody and launch it, because it's building a scenario of what kind of infectious this is. So it'll have to determine which type of immune system cells to use. So that's virology. So when you don't let the body work and create an antibody naturally, you don't create them. Okay. So, and an antibody is created and launched when you have a fever. Without a fever, you don't have antibody production. Okay. So the next time you go get inoculated and you got no fever, well, you didn't make an antibody then. So, and I've heard this from scientists, virologists, over and over again. So they can't all be wrong. And let's get some of the common side effects here. These are some of the common. Let's look at Advil. You could get a rash from this thing. But if you want to look at a very detailed list for adults and children taking Advil products, you can go to medicinenet.com and just type in ibuprofen, and you can see the list. Sudafed, a lot of side effects there. Not typically life-threatening, but they do range from dizziness to difficulty urinating. A more detailed list, again, you can go to allergies.emedty.com and type in Sudafed. Now, for a lot of you that, you know, sign up for the newsletters off the powerherbs.com website, you tend to get hot links like this where you can go look this stuff, look at the list, you know. So it's very helpful. It's all there for you, and you just click the link. Now, DayQuil, how many people take that when they got the flu or something or a head cold and they need to get some rest? Just knocks them out so they can get some rest. DayQuil has been on the list to give chest pain and uneven heartbeats to also dangerously high blood pressure. So you do want to research your drugs very carefully, even your over-the-counter. Over-the-counters, a lot of times, were generics or they were prescriptions at one time, but now they're over-the-counter. Aspirin, for instance, Frank. Aspirin is acetylsalicylic acid. If they invented that today, it would definitely be a prescription. See? But it's grandfathered. It's over-the-counter. All right. So how do you know? Let's say you've been kind of drinking some herb teas and you're using immune system herbs and you're doing some different natural therapies to help your body to get over, let's say, a cold or influenza or even a urinary tract infection. And it's kind of, maybe it's dragging on. You know, how do you know it's time to go seek medical attention? Well, it was not uncommon in the 17th century for people to take 4 weeks or more to get over colds. That's how they fought colds naturally, but you're saying to yourself, I can't be out 4 weeks. So depending on your pathogen, it could really give your immune system a workout. So in modern times, you know, it tends to be kind of unheard of, you know, to be out of work or away from school more than a week. They don't even like it when you're gone 3 days. So businesses and the public education system really discourage rest beyond 3 days to recuperate from things. So, however, you know, the medical establishment says, you know, if your cold stays with you more than 3 weeks, or if you have a fever for longer than 7 days, it's time to go see your doctor. And no doubt, you will have this to occur if all you do is suppress symptoms with over-the-counter stuff and you do nothing to help support the immune system to get rid of whatever it is you have. So DayQuil may help you get through a day at work, but the infection will crop up in the form of sinus pain, ear pain, breathing problems, and a long list of other things. So I personally have had some persistent pathogens that I've dealt with personally, which made my immune system work really, really hard for several weeks. So I powered through it because I knew I wanted my body to make an antibody for this pathogen because it was a bugger, you know. So I rested as much as I could and I just hit it. I was very aggressive with my herbal therapies. So so of course, you know, I supported, you know, the herbs, the immune system with herbs, and I made sure I got rest as much as I could get. So therefore, my immune system was able to overcome, made an antibody, did destroy that particular strain. So in the future now, I'm pretty much immune to that bugger. I am. So there will be no lag time. Should I experience that pathogen again, my immune system already has an antibody stored and ready to roll. So that is the advantage of non-corrupting the immune system. It's working, and it's working hard. So we sometimes get, you know, kind of hung up also on terms and labels. So the term common cold simply means that you have a mild cold or mild rhinitis, usually caused by something medicine labels as a virus. And a virus is Latin for we don't know what you have. Okay. So with a cold that you really run a high fever, and it usually passes within a few days, 5 to 7 maybe, especially if you rest and drink lots of fluids, never allow your antibiotics to be used on a cold. Not going to help. It's viral. Now, according to Dr. Rapkin, it is a myth among medical doctors that if you develop color to your nasal discharge, it's a sign of an infection and antibiotics are necessary. How many have you heard that? Oh, well, we got to get you on an antibiotic. So this is really not true, and it's the a natural phase during the elimination of a cold virus that the mucus will turn different colors, which will pass within a week or two. And if you are a smoker, well, maybe a little longer. So influenzas are different from colds and will usually produce symptoms in the lower tract. Here is a quote, the treated cold lasts 7 days and the untreated cold lasts a week. That's an old saying, right? Well, and typically with viruses, a lot of times you're just not hungry, but you do want to flush. You want to keep drinking and keep the fever wet. That's how you help your immune system burn off the virus, is you keep hydrating. So now, remember Grandma's chicken noodle soup, Frank? Remember that? Yeah. Did your grandma ever make you good old-fashioned soup, not from a can? Oh, my word. My grandmother would go and she would make soup. She'd take a whole chicken and she would boil that puppy and the bones would come floating up. And then she would, you know, take the broth, skim off the fat, and she'd make this wonderful chicken noodle soup. And it took her hours, okay, hours. So grandma's chicken soup is scientifically unapproved for the cold and flu, but it does help clear the nasal sinus of mucus and helps you feel better, mostly because it has garlic in it and natural vitamin C and zinc, which supports your immune system function to reduce the duration of this illness. Now, they actually went back and did some studies, and they said, yeah, grandma's chicken noodle soup is an immune system booster. Mm-hmm. So science is, you know, kind of conflicted on a lot of these natural medicine things. And a lot of times they'll say, oh, don't use herbs. They're bitter. They'll upset your stomach. Well, there's an old Asian saying that good medicine always tastes bitter. And my kids would often ask me, Mom, why does this herb taste so awful? And I said, well, it's bitter or hot. Hot helps with circulation. But if it's bitter, it's really packed full of minerals and medicinals. So you only use a little bit. God only wanted you to take a little bit. So, and that made sense to them. It's so powerful. I only need a little bit. So a lot of herbs, spices, foods actually contain a lot of vitamin and mineral nutrition that help the immune system out. But if science can't pinpoint which element and how it worked, well, then they just say there's no benefit. If they can't explain it, they just kind of discard that idea. So when pharmaceutical drugs fall, when they fall and they fail that drug testing element, the drug companies alter the results a lot of times, use ghostwriters to lie about the drug so doctors and medical journals will still prescribe it. This is where the fraud comes in about 50% of the cases, which is bad. So why would you wait for any confirmations from scientific community when you've got fraud involved? When you already have your foods, your spices, your medicinal herbs to help the body heal itself, and guess what? You have the highest authority confirming that and promising you that. That's in the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, God's saying, my herbs are here. They're convenient for you, for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So from Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, 14, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, it's chapter 6, verse 7, my mistake, and Revelations 22, verse 2. So they're packed full of nutrients. And if the green leaf and the grass and the herb aren't full of nutrition, then how come our livestock is healthy? Cows eat a lot of grass. Horses eat grass. Look at those big, strong, boned animals. Right? Herbivores. Yeah. So you want to build immunity is the thing you want to start focusing on. I think that would be the right thing to do. So for thousands of years, our ancestors were using foods, spices, herbs to help their bodies recover from diseases. So there's this long list of herbs that are very effective for using for things like urinary tract infections, chest congestions, things like eucalyptus, fennel, horseradish, mullein, mustard, thyme, echinacea, garlic, onion, lobelia. These are amazing tools to have, and you just feel worlds better, and they work pretty quick. Actually, that's what I hear over and over and over again from people. I'm amazed at how fast that worked. So for coughs, you can utilize their thyme tincture. It does have a germicide in it. They used to use it for whooping cough and a lot of those cough. We're still using it for this nasty little cough that, you know, that people can't shake. And they have this cough. I had talked to a lady. She had a cough for from 2016. I said, did you use thyme yet? She goes, no. I said, why don't you try that? I would. So she did. She wrote me back and said, hey, my cough's gone. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, for 6 years, no, 5 years, she had this cough. And nobody could help her. Other herbs, meadow sweet, mullein. Mullein is excellent for the glands if you got swollen glands. Peppermint, astragalus root, ginseng, which is kind of your panacea. It magnifies the power of other herbs. I love to pair ginseng with immune support herbs. Dandelion root, all these things. God gave us these tools, see. A lot of times a lot of people, they can't shake things like urinary tract infections and all these things. And I'm like, well, have you considered using herbs? So the powerherbs.com has formulas that have been tested for, not by them, but these are formulations that have been taught for over 60 years. And you don't pass on information like that. That doesn't work. You just don't do that. I mean, it's not done. So our American settlers passed on a lot of these natural healing therapies to their children and their grandchildren, and you pass on what works. So people are just amazed. Well, where the heck has this been? It's like the world's best-kept secret. I'm like, well, there's a million reasons why it's that way, right? And we all know what that is. So empower yourself is the point, and you have tools and information now to help your body and help your body mount a really great defense and overcome a lot of these things you thought you couldn't. And I want people to start thinking, you know, if there's a shortage, if there's some sort of tragic event, act of God with storms, and you can't get metabolic drugs that you're using like for insulin, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, you know, renal issues. What are you going to do if you can't get that medicine? You better have a plan. See, your body metabolically is dependent on that. After 6 months, it's like a crutch. You can't just not have it. So you have to have a plan and maybe safely replace. But you don't want to do that in the middle of chaos and stress. So start thinking about those things now. Here's a quote from Robert Wellborn. He's in Kernersville, Texas. He says, I've tried other herb products, especially when I'm out on the road, and I prefer apothecary herbs products because they have character. Well, character means, you know, character, you know, that word term is where they would etch engrave things into stone because it was set in stone. It means it was hard to change. Once it was there, you'd have to deface the stone to remove it. So character is one of those things that is permanent. It's etched there. and it's steadfast, pretty much. So, you know, God built this healing character into these medicinal herbs, and you can't take that away. You just can't. God gets all the credit every day, all the time. And like I said, he can't lie. So if he's saying, hey, consider the convenience of the medicinal herbs, scripture's encouraging us all the way through. It's right under our noses. And we've got away from this. We have gotten away from this. So it's real important now for, I think, not only for preparation, for those people preparing for the worst, but, you know, regardless of preparing for when, you know, what hits the fan, you should be using foods and spices and herbs that support, don't work against the body function and don't poison you with toxins and remove the minerals where your body can't function. So we have to think about all these things, and there's a domino effect in a lot of cases. And a lot of you, I know you're aware that you go and you get on a drug and you get side effects, and they want to give you another drug for the side effects. Side effects is a term people just think it's very benign, but really it's a secondary disease the drug gave you. And the reason it's a secondary disease is the doctor couldn't legally write a prescription for those side effects if it weren't a disease. Okay, so think about these things. Wisdom is in the scripture. I hope you spend time in it. Draw near to the Lord, and he'll give you wisdom and discernment, and he'll help you figure these things out. You want to go about it as safely as you can. So pick up the phone and give Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their catalog. You can also download that off their website at thepowerherbs.com if you want to download the catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972, and be empowered out there. That's what it's about. If you do have email and you want to get their free newsletters, which are also going to be very educational about natural therapies, you just go to the powerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and sign up there for free. They have the American Survival and the Health Quest newsletters that go out each week. And you can glean a lot of great information in there, and they're absolutely free. And you can share them with friends and family if you want. So thepowerherbs.com, books and newsletters, sign up. And for those of you that want a bit more detailed information to really get your feet wet, if you want to learn more about herbs, you definitely want their Power Herbs book. It's a download off their website. You can get it in PDF, Kindle, or iPad format. And it's $14.99, but it's a 400-page book. You can learn how to make your own tinctures in there. So you can learn what herbs not to use if you're pregnant or nursing. There's all kinds of neat things in there. So $14.99, but it's not in a hard copy. It's in a download format, and you pick the format you want. So check that out at powerherbs.com under books and newsletters, and be empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.